USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Reaction continuing to come in as Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of Hunter Biden. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Republican from Missouri Jason Smith is skeptical of Weiss on Fox News.
I mean, Mr. Weiss is the single architect over that sweetheart plea agreement deal that the judge in Delaware threw out just a few weeks ago.
The number of illegal immigrants in Border Patrol facilities has more than doubled, roughly 3 months after Title 42, the Trump-era expulsion policy, ended. The latest custody data shows that the two sectors along the U.S.-Mexico border have exceeded their holding capacities. Texas's Del Rio sector hit 140% capacity, with more than 2,500 illegal immigrants in custody as of Thursday night. And Arizona's Tucson sector hit 119%, also with more than 2,500 in custody. All eyes remain on the Iowa State Fair as 2024 Republican presidential hopefuls are courting voters. Former Vice President Mike Pence among those at the fair. He talks about why he's running, in part to restore what he believes is a lagging economy.
You can tell there's an election coming up because all of a sudden Democrats at the White House are telling you how their policies are all working. Kind of reminds me of what Groucho Marx said one time in an old movie. He said, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX, is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial, a judge revoking Bankman-Fried's bail Friday. The decision comes after he allegedly tampered with witnesses. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
The government is introducing new rules when it comes to artificial intelligence.
New rules for use of artificial intelligence will be considered by the Federal Election Commission. The commission voted in favor of considering an amendment petitioned by Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group. Democrat Commissioner Ellen Weintraub said it's a topic that is very timely and very important. Meanwhile, the Republican commissioner expressed doubt about whether the FEC can address the use of AI in campaigns.
Correspondent Lance Pry with that story. Red Crosses from around the country are continuing to step up, including in Southern California. Correspondent Lucinda Kay has the details.
Sean Mahoney is CEO for the Red Cross Southern California region. He lives in San Diego. He says this wildfire response in Maui will take months. He joins 20 other Red Cross volunteers from across California and countless more from around the country. The volunteers work 12-hour shifts or longer. They help provide shelter, meals, and assistance that goes beyond supplies like mental health. You can find updates on the fires and donate to the Red Cross on its website.
And finally, a Catholic organization won a lawsuit against a New York county, leading to the repeal of a bubble zone law that prohibited pro-life advocates from approaching women seeking abortions. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and